मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं सुप्रचेतस दे हैव कम टू कैलास दैट इज इन ग्रेटर हिमालयस एंड लॉर्ड शिवा इज नाउ रिसीविंग देम टू दिस प्लेस एंड फ्रॉम नेक्स्ट वर्स ऑनवर्ड्स The title of the chapter is going to manifest. That is the song sung by Lord Shiva, Rudra Geet. So here, Lord Shiva is very pleased with Prachetas. And the reason is given. The reason is, Lord Shiva is pleased by the pious people, people with gentle behavior. And these Prachetas, they were having these qualities, so he was very much pleased. And Prabhupada, he's mentioning, So for Prabhupada, it doesn't matter now who the personality is in the verse. Krishna will be there in the purport. Here we are talking about Dharma Vatsala and Prabhupada gets in the concept of Bhakta Vatsala. And this is one of my favorite topic and a hope-giving topic, Bhakta Vatsala. Prabhupada writes a very nice purport to, okay, before this. When it comes to this word Bhakta Vatsala, It's a very hope-giving verse, as I said. And we see, even in the pastimes of devotees, let me see if I can get that verse, where Akrura is speaking about this.
When Krishna comes home.
When Akrura is visiting Vrindavan. Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan. So that is the mood of devotees, where a devotee is always dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Yeah. So Akrura is traveling from Mathura to Vrindavan and he has got an intense desire to see Krishna, to associate with Krishna. And the only reason why Akrura stayed back in Mathura, even when so many others fled away from that place in the fear of Kans, was only one reason, that one day I'll get the audience of Sri Krishna. That was the only hope and for the only reason he stayed back in Mathura. And now, Kans has ordered him that go to Vrindavan and get Krishna and Balram. And Akrura is very happy. Akrura is like, finally, all the austerities that I've done and all the pains that I've taken to stay in Mathura has manifested now. The fruit has manifested. And while traveling from Mathura to Vrindavan, Akrura is speaking to himself. And he's meditating on various aspects. Very wonderful chapter. And here, Akrura, he's in dual mind. In one verse, he says, that will I get mercy of Krishna? And in another verse, he says, yes, I will. These are the two wonderful verses which caught my attention when I was hearing one class. He says, Mamaitad durlabham manye uttama shloka darshanam Vishayatmano yatha brahma kirtanam shudra janmanaha. So he's saying that I am shudra janmanaha. I am simply a shudra class of person. And here Prabhupada says I am a materialistic person, absorbed simply in sense gratification. And then he says that uttama shloka mamaita durlabham manya uttama shloka darshanam. I think it is very difficult for people like me to have got this opportunity to see Lord Uttama Shloka. And he is saying, yeah. So basically in this particular verse, he is saying that, he is Uttama Shloka. He is glorified by all wonderful hymns from Vedic scriptures. I don't think I'll be able to get his darshan because I'm a Shudra. I'm a materialistic person. I'm a sense gratifier. And in the next verse, he says, That but enough of such thoughts. After all, even a fallen soul like me can have the chance to behold the infallible Supreme Lord. For one of the conditioned souls being swept along in the river of time may sometimes reach the shore. So here, he uses the word Achyuta. And he's saying that okay, he might be Uttama Shloka, but he's also Achyuta. It's very difficult to approach Uttama Shloka, but then his another name is Achyuta, where he's ready to shower his mercy. He does not come down from his position, he does not fall down from his position, especially from the position of giving mercy. to his devotees. And with that hope, Akrura is proceeding, or he's moving towards Vrindavan with intense meditation on Vrindavan. So this word Achyuta, Krishna, this Prabhupada is giving a nice purport for the first chapter, 21st and 22nd shloka, where Arjuna is ordering Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapay Me Achyuta Yavat Etan Nirikshayam Yodhu Kaman Avasthitan Kairmaya Saha Yodhavyam Asmindrana Samudhyame. So here Prabhupada, in the first paragraph, he says, although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, he was engaged in the service of his friend. He never fails in his affection for his devotees, and thus he is addressed herein as infallible. Now, this first line, that is, out of his causeless mercy, he was engaged in service of his friend. So this is in line with the Damodar Leela pastime, where Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Evam samdarshita hiyanga harina bhritya vashyata. And there in that last line says, Svavashenapi Krishnena. Svavashenapi. So Mother Yashoda tied Krishna. But it was not Mother Yashoda tying Krishna. It was Krishna himself tying himself. So he uses the word Svavashenapi, because no one can tie Krishna. Only if he wants to be tied by himself, that can happen. So that is the word that Shukadeva Goswami is using, Svavashenapi. And he says, in that particular verse, he says that he is the controller of everyone, but then he is ready to get bound by Mother Yashoda. And in that purport, Prabhupada is mentioning this particular verse. And then he is again quoting the same thing there. So the point is, out of his causeless mercy, he was engaged in the service of his friend. So it is Lord's desire. He himself gets engaged in service of his devotees. He himself gets bound by his devotees, by his own desire. And then Prabhupada continues. He says, as charioteer, he had to carry out the orders of Arjuna. And since he did not hesitate to do so, he is addressed as infallible. This is what Prabhupada is saying. He's saying that since he did not hesitate to carry out the orders of Arjuna, so he is called as infallible. Although he had accepted the position of a charioteer for his devotee, his supreme position was not challenged. Beauty of Prabhupada's purpose is, Prabhupada will make sure that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, at the same time he is Bhaktavatsal. Many places he does that. Here also he is doing the same. So he is establishing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is doing the job of a charioteer, but his position cannot be challenged. And then he says, in all circumstances, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha, the Lord of the total senses. The relationship between the Lord and his servitor is very sweet and transcendental. The servitor is always ready to render service to the Lord, and similarly, the Lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotee. He takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering him that he does in being the giver of orders. Since he is master, everyone is under his orders, and no one is above him to order him. But when he finds that a pure devotee is ordering him, he obtains transcendental pleasure, although he is the infallible master in all circumstances. So here we see the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta. So he's always ready to serve his devotees. He's always ready to reciprocate with the service of his devotees. Here in this particular shloka, Prabhupada is using the word Rishikesha, and in the previous verses, the word Rishikesham comes. So here our acharyas are commenting that Rishikesha, the controller of senses. So there it is commented that the controller of senses is controlled by the speech of Arjuna. So one of the senses is enough to control, one of the sense of a devotee is enough to control the controller of the senses of all the living entities all over the world. So here Arjuna is just controlling Krishna by his words. But the topmost devotee, Shiromani of all the devotees, Srimati Radharani, she just controls Krishna by the sidelong glance. He does not need to speak also. This Lord Shiva is glorifying Srimati Radharani in very, very beautiful prayer called Radha Kripa Kataksha. He says, Anangaranga Mangala Prasanga Banguradruvam Savibramam Samambramam Drigantavana Patanai Nirantaram Vashikrata Pratita Nandanandane Kadakarishya Sihamam Kripakataksha Bhajanam. So here Lord Shiva is praying very, very beautifully and he is saying, Kadakarishya Sihamam Kripakataksha Bhajanam. O Srimati Radharani, when will you cast your sidelong glance of mercy upon me? And there he is saying that just by your sidelong glance, you control Nandanandana, Krishna. But now, I was just meditating on this. So is it that when devotees control the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they take pleasure? So who is taking pleasure now when devotees are controlling the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Now just by seeing this, you know, it will feel very nice. Oh, Mother Yashoda is tying Krishna, Srimati Radharani is tying Krishna, or Srimati Radharani is just controlling Krishna by her sidelong glance. Gopis are controlling, Gopas are controlling. But here, in this particular purport that we just read, you know, it's very clear that it is devotees are, what is that? He says that he takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering him than he does in being the giver of orders. Before that, the servitor is always ready to render service to the Lord, and similarly the Lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotee. So a devotee wants to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always wants to work for the pleasure of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once Srimati Radharani was very angry with Krishna and she was crying. So Lalita Sakhi came and she said that, what's wrong with you? You know, you keep crying all the time and you keep becoming angry on Krishna. Why don't you give up this person? So now why are you getting angry? So at that time, Srimati Radharani very beautifully, she says that I am getting angry on him because he gets pleasure by that. So a devotee's every single action which a devotee does is only for giving pleasure to Lord Sri Krishna. So they might be controlling Krishna, but they might be controlling Krishna. Why? Just to give pleasure to Krishna. That is what is the mood of a devotee. Yes. So here we understand that when it comes to the Lord, the mood of Bhakta Vatsala, a devotee controls the Lord and the Lord is ready to reciprocate equally with that particular devotee. And when it comes to pure devotees, their only goal of life is to give pleasure to Krishna. They have no other goal. Every single action in life is just meant for this. Every single thought, word and their action, every single kaya, vacha, manasa, is just for giving pleasure to Krishna and nothing else. So this is when it comes to the mode of Bhakta Vatsala. And now another thing, you know, that is very nice, you know, to analyze is why Lord does all these pastimes. Now, when Lord is stealing butter, when Lord is getting tied by Mother Yashoda, these are all personal pastimes. This should be inside the house. No, this shouldn't be out. Because when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, is doing all these things, so many people might speak many things. And they might undermine his position. So these are like, you know, intimate pastimes with the Lord. Why he has to, you know, put forward and, you know, show to everyone else. This shloka that we were discussing, Damodarashtakam shloka. Iti drikshva lila bhir ananda kunde swaghosham nimajantam akhyapayantam. So akhyapayantam. Akhyapayantam means he's showing. And another word for this is vigyapan, he's advertising. And the verse that we just chanted, evam sandarshita hi yanga, sandarshita, he's showing. He's showing to everyone in the entire creation that even you can do this with me. Even you can tie me, even you can control me, even you can do all these things with me. And here Prabhupada very beautifully says in this particular purport that Lord takes pleasure. Where is that line? Very beautiful line. He takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering him than he does in being the giver of orders. So more than giving orders, Krishna likes to execute the orders of his devotees. Yes. So Lord is showing to everyone that yes, even you can do this. So Lord is giving an invitation for all of us to become pure devotees. Because he follows the words of his pure devotees. He is ready to reciprocate with all his pure devotees. And when it comes to Krishna, obviously he is pleased with his pure devotees, no doubt. And so we see he reciprocates very nicely. But even when it comes to the Vaishnavas or demigods, let's talk about demigods. Even when it comes to demigods, they are very, very pleased, you know, with the pure devotees of the Lord, with the Vaishnavas. And they reciprocate accordingly. One example which comes to my mind is Jad Bharat. Now Jad Bharat, you know, is such a nice devotee. Always remain in the state of Jada, not doing anything. And externally acting that he's good for nothing. But internally, all the time he was engaged in intense meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in one such pastime, Jad Bharat is just lying in one of the field, one of the farms. Jad Bharat is one of my favorite. You know, he was just lying in the farm. And this was in one scene. And the other scene is inside the forest. Some dacoits were worshipping Kali. And what happened is they wanted to give Naravali. And the Nara, or the person who was got for the Bali, he ran away from that place. And then the head pujari, the head priest of all the dacoits there, he said, go and get another one now. We have to complete this puja. We have to complete, you know, this Narabali. And these people came out, these dacoits came out from the forest and they were searching. And they found Jad Bharat just lying there. Jad Bharat's speciality is, he follows Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnunam. So very, very tolerant. You know, he's least bothered about the entire world. Anyone who tells that do this particular thing, he's ready to do that. And here the dacoit said, come with us. And he just started. He started walking with them. It's my personal meditation that I always think that it would be so nice if we just follow whatever someone says. But then it's so difficult. You know, the false ego will never allow. Never. If someone can do this, just follow whatever, anyone in the entire world is speaking, just follow. Or just do it, especially when it comes to devotee circle. We just follow whatever devotees say. We'll have no tension in the mind. Our thoughts will be free. Because you're just following what a person says. And that thought or the space of mind can be utilized in thinking of Krishna. The space of mind can be engaged in chanting the holy names. But most of the time when someone says something, that space which is there in the mind, is completely engaged thinking, should I do it or should I not? Why should I do it for this person? What will I get in return? And so on and so forth. But Jad Bharat was, completely engaged in service of the Lord internally. That was his internal mode. Externally, whatever someone says, he'll just follow. It need not be devotees also. Here the dacoits were there. And then Jad Bharat was very nice, hatta katta. He was taken there. And then the description is very nice. He was given nice bath because he would not take bath. For many, many days he would just be there. And then he was given nice bath. And when it comes to food, so his step brothers were there. So they were not feeding him properly. They were giving him all stale food. But Jad Bharat was completely okay with it. He would eat that and he would just sustain. But now here, the head pujari was giving nice sumptuous food. Jad Bharat is eating very nicely. And then, he's pure devotee. Lord will accept. Actually, the same doubt was there once. It was a different place where we had gone to serve Guru Maharaj. So, some cook had cooked something. We didn't have that kitchen. We didn't have the access to the kitchen. And that was the only place from where the sattvic food will come. So this question I had asked I think Radharaman Maharaj was there. So I asked him that, Maharaj, we are not offering this and we are just giving and someone else is cooking. He said, you don't worry about all that. Krishna will personally accept and then it will make prasad and then Maharaj will have, don't worry. So Krishna, for his pure devotees, he does that. Maybe for the Jad Bharat also, he might be doing. So Jad Bharat is very nicely honoring, you know, whatever was given by the priest. And then Jad Bharat was made, you know, to put his head, you know, to that in that place, which was meant for giving Bali. So I was just imagining maybe this something like this might be there, where the head is there in one place, and, you know, the body is just lying. And the priest took the huge sword, you know, which was there. And Jad Bharat is just there. He's seeing the sword. He knows what is going to happen. He's just there. He's not at all, you know, making any endeavor to, you know, stop the priest from doing this, or making any endeavor to run away from that place. He's just there. He follows the principle of Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. You know, he's just there. If Krishna wants to protect, he'll protect. Now here, when very, very wonderful thing happens, when the priest is about to behead Jad Bharat, so at that time, goddess Kali, for whom the Bali was supposed to be given, she comes out, you know, from the deity form. Or, you know, the deity form manifests in a very wonderful, you know, ferocious form of Kali. And now here, you know, let's analyze the situation. What are these dacoits doing? These dacoits are the devotees, are the followers of Kali. And they are doing for the pleasure of Kali. So she should have accepted. She should have accepted. But then here we see that goddess Kali becomes so angry that she starts now beheading all of them, all the dacoits. And her associates, they come and they start sucking the blood, you know, of all the dacoits there. And here this pastime, it makes it very clear that the Vaishnava is very, very dear to everyone, even for the Devi Devatas. He might not be worshipping Devi Devatas, but he's very dear to Devi Devatas. And here, goddess Kali, you know, she killed everyone, and Jad Bharat saw all that. I don't know if he did pranam also, he just left that place. As if Jad Bharat is saying, anyways, it was your duty, I'm leaving. You did it. So in this way, we see that Devi Devatas are pleased with the pure devotees, because pure devotees are always engaged in worshipping that personality whom Devi Devatas are engaged in worshipping, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And here we see in this context also, Lord Shiva is very pleased, you know, with this Prachetas, because Prachetas are Vaishnavas. Prachetas are here. No, Prabhupada says that Prachetas are the sons of Vaishnavas. And when it comes to sons of Vaishnavas, they are also Vaishnavas. And Krishna says that, you know, I'm controlled not just by my devotees, but by the devotees of my devotees. On this, I remember pastime from Krishna Leela. So, when Krishna was crawling, this pastime is very famous, all of us know this pastime, where Krishna would crawl. And then he would go and catch the tail of the calf. And now when he's catching the tail of the calf will become very, very fearful. And it will start running. And seeing that something weird is happening, Krishna will become fearful and he would close his eyes. And he would just be there holding tightly the tail of the calf. Now if he just gives it up, then, you know, things are okay. No, he'll just remain at one place. But no, he's not giving it up. He's just holding very, very tightly. So here, the nice commentary is given. So the commentary here, it says that so these calves or cows, they're called as go. And the senses are also called as go. So here the acharyas are saying that look at Brajabhumi, look at Vrindavan, that even the senses are dragging Rishikesha, you know, in the entire Braj. And there a very nice thing is spoken, that it is not just the cow. It is not cow. Okay, if it's cow, then it's understood. But it is the offsprings of the cow, the small cow. You know, this is how it is mentioned. The small cow is dragging, means the small go is dragging, means small senses are also dragging Krishna in Brajabhumi. And there this line comes that Lord Krishna was drinking the milk of the cows and he was very indebted to the cows. So Krishna saw that, okay, cows are dragging me, it's okay. Now finally they are devotees of my devotees, so I'm ready to be dragged even, you know, by, you know, the small go, the small cows or no, the small senses. So in this way, we see that Lord Krishna is, okay, I was talking about this one, that the sons of Vaishnava, so the Prachetas were the sons of Prachinabarhi, and Prachinabarhi is a Vaishnava. So here, no, Lord Shiva is very much pleased with all of them because they are Vaishnavas. So here, Prabhupada writes that Lord Shiva could understand that the princes were the sons of Vaishnavas, and as such, Lord Shiva offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as follows. So this devotees just need an opportunity to speak about Krishna when it comes to Yamaraj in the pastime of Ajamil. So when Yamadutas came back to Yamaraj and they started asking, "Tell us, now who is the controller? We thought you are the controller. And whose shasan is going on? Whose administration is going on in this world? We thought it's your administration, so we are working for you. Now today we got to know that someone else is also there, you know, who is controlling this world." And then the discussion starts there. And the Yamadutas, now for the first time, they utter the word Narayan and they start describing the beautiful features of the Vishnu Dutas. And that was the time when Yamaraj got an opportunity for the first time in his place. Because in his place, there are no devotees. He's the only pure devotee. And he does not get the opportunity to speak about Krishna. And now he gets the opportunity to speak about Krishna, and he starts speaking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna and his holy names. And here also we see the same thing, that Lord Shiva, he sees Vaishnavas, and immediately he starts glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is in accordance with Krishna's Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita 10.9. Machitta madgata prana bodhayante parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Whenever my devotees come together, they speak about me, they relish, and they're satisfied. And that's what we'll see now, that Lord Shiva, he has just seen the sons of Prachinabarhi. He glorifies these Vaishnavas who have come, and immediately he starts glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that we will see, you know, from tomorrow onwards. So, any comments or questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.